This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
65 degrees and mostly cloudy here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Thank you for joining us here on this Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. I'm Jonathan Lowe filling in for Steve Thompson on this sports Saturday. Coming out of the Twins game, Twins, another exciting walk-off win as they take down the Royals 5-4 over a Target Field today. And they are looking to get a sweep tomorrow at 1:10 tomorrow afternoon. Over at the XL Energy Center, the Minnesota Frost are trying to get a 2-1 lead over the Ottawa Charge in the PWHL Finals. It is about to start the second period. It is 1-0 Ottawa over at the X. We've got Minnesota United playing tonight over at Allianz Field. They're hosting Austin FC. We've got Minnesota Aurora getting their season started tomorrow, but the focus is on the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'll get to that in a second. I just want to put out something for the next segment. If you're listening right now, we want your texts on the WCCO Talking text line, 651-461-9226. Are you planning on going to any summer movies? Are you excited to see any of the summer movie offerings out there? Text us, let us know. Also, are you going to a theater at all? Are you going to just catch stuff on streaming? If you'd like to let us know, we're going to talk about that next segment here at 651-461-9226. We'd love your texts. But first, the focus is on Target Center. Game 3 tonight, Timberwolves, Thunder, Western Conference Finals. And who better to reach out to than someone who knows ball inside and out? We turn to FanDuel Sports North and Kevin Lynch, big-time basketball analyst over there. Kevin, we thank you for joining us on this holiday weekend. And how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well, Jonathan. It's good to hear your voice. And, hey, I'm one of those guys you're just talking about going to summer movies. Ever since movie theaters started to open up, you know, kind of 4 or 5 years ago or whenever that was, I have been determined to go to the big screen to keep movie theaters open because nice. if people don't go to movie theaters anymore, they are going to close down. And then the big screen experience is going to be gone. So I have gone out of my way to spend the money to watch movies in a theater. So there
that's
you go.
Awesome.
Everybody needs to do that. Otherwise, they're going to close.
You know what? And I am not the biggest movie person myself. You're inspiring me, sir. You're inspiring me to go out to a movie theater this summer and catch a flick.
Hey, it's all for me. My life at this point, Jonathan, is all about community service. I'm here to help you, just to let you know.
Yes, very good, very good. Kevin Lynch joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. All right, so I'm watching game two at a local establishment, let's say, and at the end of the game, I get into a conversation about what's been going on, how the Timberwolves have been looking the first two games of the series. First halves have been fine. Second halves have not been good. And a thought came into my head. This has a similarity of last season. This, to me, has an eerie similarity of the Dallas series where Luka and Kyrie basically controlled things and the Wolves just didn't have the answers that they needed. Am I wrong? Are you agreeing with this, or actually with the fact that these games have been more lopsided late, is it even worse?
Well, it's not worse. Last year was worse because the Wolves had the home court advantage, and that was incredibly disappointing because Dallas was a good team last year, but they were a beatable team. It's not like you're coming up when, you know, against Dallas last year, and Dallas is like Golden State was, you know, 7, 8, 10 years ago. You know, the Mavericks were a good team, but they were beatable, and you had the home court advantage. So, and those first two games, if you remember, Jonathan, both of those games at home, games one and game two, the Wolves were leading for like 95% of the games, and then they lost both of those home games at the very end, at the very end of the games. In fact, that's game two was the Doncic shot over Rudy Gobert. So to me, those were more disappointing because you're at home. Now you're coming home in this series. That's the big difference is first two games at the Thunder, and now you have home games. And so obviously, you know, if you lose this game tonight, you're in major trouble, and it's probably going to be over the series pretty quickly. But if you can win game three here tonight, build a little confidence, then let's see what happens in game four. But you got to get what happens here tonight. There are some similarities in the fact that, so I agree with you in a way that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has kind of been controlling everything. So that's very similar to, say, Doncic last year. But listen, Oklahoma City is just a really good team. They're more consistent than the Wolves, and that's been the problem. The Wolves have kind of played in this series, and even in the playoffs up to this point, Lakers, Golden State Warriors, now we're in this series, and now they're getting exposed because the Timberwolves are just a bit too up and down. And then you have the Thunder that are just kind of rolling at the moment, and they're more consistent, and that has really stung the Wolves. Like you said, first halves have been good. Wolves have gone, you know, played well, had the lead, da-da-da, and then that third quarter comes and things change, and then they hit a down part, the Timberwolves do, and then Oklahoma City just capitalizes, and the Wolves are just more up and down. So the first two games, yes, have been disappointing, but it's not over, man. You win tonight, and then you go in with a little confidence game four on Monday. Things can change quickly. So let's just have faith that the Wolves can play consistently well tonight. And if they do that, they're going to have a good chance to win.
So the key point, key focus for both teams, really, defensively for the Thunder, offensively for the Wolves, Anthony Edwards had a bigger impact in game two. But what does he need to do? What else can he do to have a bigger impact, kind of match what Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is doing on the court for OKC?
Well, I think, you know, game one, what, he only took 13 shots, so that's going to be a problem. But he fixed it in game two, took a lot more shots, had 32 or whatever he scored. So I think offensively, you know, just don't cough it up. Don't turn the ball over, you know, a bunch of times, and then it's going to be better. I would like to see, to be honest with you, him guarding. I mean, Edwards is really, at the end of the day, I think Minnesota's best perimeter defender. And I know he's guarded Gilgeous-Alexander at times. I'd like to see him guard him more. And so I would think defensively, if we're going to talk about Edwards, is have him guard the Thunder's best player more and see if Anthony can do a good job on him. I mean, he's a hard guard. The kid is 6'6" and point guard, and he's dangerous, you know, in the mid-range game. He's good getting to the basket. He can make some threes. He's just a headache to guard. But Edwards, at the end of the day, at this point in the season, he's your best defender. I'd like to see him guard Gilgeous-Alexander more. That's one thing I'd like to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Quick aside from that, I said this last night. I was on the other side of the board with Chris Tubbs hosting, and he brought up the Wolves. I said last night Shai Gilgeous-Alexander might be the guy that revives the mid-range game. Is that kind of accurate? Because everybody's going threes or dunks.
No, I could talk for about an hour on this topic, and it's one of my major frustrations.
Same with me.
You look at Michael Jordan, all those points that Jordan scored, he was a mid-range jump shooter. Now, when Jordan was young, he was dunking on guys, and he was spectacular in that way, getting to the basket and doing all the acrobatics. That was great. And he hit some threes later in his career. That's fine. But for the most part, Jordan's sweet spot was the mid-range game, and I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And I was a mid-range shooter as well. I mean, I made some threes at times, but I love watching the mid-range game. Yes, I think hopefully that part is coming back. And, you look at it this way, Jonathan. You got a lot of players, all these people and these talking heads out there talk about, it's not an efficient shot. It's not an efficient, all that stuff. It is a good shot. The goal in basketball is not to take a three or to dunk at the basket. The goal in basketball offensively is to get one of your good shooters to take an open shot. And if that open shot is from 15 feet, 17 feet, 20 feet, and it's a two-point shot, if a good shooter is taking that shot and it's open, that's an efficient shot. So let's bring it back. All this only threes or layups or dunks at the basket, it gets old, and I want to see the mid-range game come back. And if that guy brings it back, Gilgeous-Alexander, that's fine with me.
To that, I know this is not Sunday church, but all I have to say is amen, preach to the choir. That's all I got to say to that. We're talking with Kevin Lynch, basketball analyst from FanDuel Sports North here on a Sports Saturday. And Julius Randle, he went from being a great factor in the first half of game one to absolutely zero factor. He was benched for the entire fourth quarter of game two. What has Oklahoma City done to him to nullify him to this point, and what can he possibly do to change that?
Well, one thing that the Thunder are doing well and they're having success is they're playing small, and they're real mobile and small. Yeah, you got Holmgren out there a little bit, but Hartenstein, their starting center, basically, he's kind of been benched, so they're going small. Their activity defensively has bothered Randle. Now, Randle, like you said, made some threes early on in game one, but if he's not going to be an offensive threat, there are scenarios where Julius is going to be, he's just a slower, bigger, stronger player, and that can help at times. But with the lineups that the Thunder have been putting out there, the quick lineups that sometimes can expose Julius, and that's what happened, especially in game two. But if Randle can make some shots like he did early on in game one, then he's going to be just fine. And it's always the case when you're making shots, you typically, the effort you put forth defensively is always going to be more, it's going to be better. So, if he's scoring, then he's going to be out there on the court. But there are lineups that Oklahoma City plays where I think Finch does the right thing and sits Randle. So that's just basically what happened in the second game.
This is a two-part question, and it's very simple. Is this the Rudy Gobert nightmare all over again, and does he need to sit more?
Well, it's kind of the same thing, like I just said with Randall. If there are lineups that the Thunder put out there that you know, Rudy gets exposed. You know, Rudy's just a slower, bigger player. The front line for Minnesota, really, Naz Reid is their fastest, most mobile big guy out of the three. And so there are going to be situations where Rudy's got to sit as well. And if Rudy scores and he's a weapon inside, especially as a scorer, then you can kind of expose smaller lineups. But there's been so many turnovers by Minnesota, they can't even get him the ball in certain situations, Gobert, for him to even dunk. So playing small has really worked against Minnesota's bigger lineups. And Finch, I mean, we'll see what happens tonight. If the big guys, Randall and Gobert, can have an impact, then they're going to play. But if they don't, Minnesota's going to have to kind of give in to what Oklahoma City's doing and play small as well.
So I was going to ask, I'll ask this real quickly for you, and then I got one more on the back end of this. Whether on the offensive side or the defensive side, your choice. In your opinion, which role player needs to step up tonight, and how do they need to do it?
Oh man, can I say more than one guy, or does it have to be
you can,
one?
You get a multiple. I allow that.
Okay, it's got to be the bench. I mean, DiVincenzo has been turning the ball over. Naz Reid has not shot the ball well. Alexander Walker has not had a big impact on two games. It's those three guys. That's been a strength of this team, has been those three players coming off the bench and having a good season, all three of them. And they have been either neutralized or they've played poorly and shot poorly. And they have to bring it. All those three guys. And not, I can't believe how poorly Naz has played. I mean, in this series, in two games. Now, Naz has played okay in certain situations in the playoffs against the Lakers and the Warriors, but man, he has struggled, and those three have to bring it tonight and play well and be a threat, because if they don't and this continues like they've up to this point, I don't think the Wolves have a shot to win this series. So I'm going to say those three guys off the bench.
Real quick, we saw Jalen Clark, I believe, in game two of the series. I don't think I saw Terrence Shannon at all. Do you expect Terrence Shannon to get some time tonight?
Not really.
Okay.
No, I think it's, I mean, who knows? I mean, when Finch played Clark the other night, that surprised me a little bit. But Clark had some success during the regular season guarding Gilgeous Alexander, so that's why he played him. But no, unless, like I said, DiVincenzo or Alexander Walker don't play well, then maybe Finch throws him in there and sees what Shannon Jr. can do. But for the most part, I think in a scenario like this where you're down 0-2 Western Conference Finals, to me, if the game is close, you got to stick with those main guys, those veteran players.
Last thought, the Western Conference Finals has been kind of a controlled series so far. What's happening over in the East, man? That is juicy stuff. Quick thoughts on what's happening with Indiana and New York.
Well, I'll say this. Indiana, this, I don't even know how to describe it. This momentum that has they've been riding for like 2 months, 2.5 months. Do you know what started? This run that the Pacers have been on started in Minneapolis in early March.
When they beat the Wolves twice. They beat the Wolves twice in a few-day stretch, correct?
Within a week, yeah.
Yeah.
The games are separated by a week. So the first game was early March in Minneapolis, Target Center. Four of the five starters for the Pacers didn't even play. And they gutted out a win. I think it was an overtime win. And Obi Toppin hit this crazy running three.
Yes, Obi. That was the Obi Toppin goes insane in overtime game. Yes.
Yes. I went and looked this up. How the Pacers were playing before that game that night in early March. And they were kind of losing. And they won that game. And that started this run on that the Pacers have been on now for 2.5 months. Then they beat Minnesota a week later in Indianapolis, and they have been riding this all the way until today. And if they make the NBA Finals, they're going to deserve it, man, because that is an underrated good team, and it all started 2.5 months ago in Minneapolis. Go figure.
And I'll tell you this real quick before I let you go. Everybody slept on them. This was a team that was in the conference finals last year and should have taken games off of the Celtics. They should have taken games, and everybody underplayed them this season. Thank you very much. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Hope you get a chance to get out, see a flick or two, and enjoy the game tonight, Kevin. Appreciate you coming on, as always.
You're welcome. Have a great great night and great weekend. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Kevin Lynch from FanDuel Sports North, a big-time basketball analyst over there. We appreciate his time. We'll be back in a few minutes. Take a break here. Have a little bit of time to sneak in. If you're going to go see a movie, if you've texted us, if you're going to go see a movie this summer, what are you going to see? What one has your appetite just raving at this point? Let's go ahead and take a break right now. This is Sports Saturday on News Talk A3 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.